As we are seeking to just praise God in our lives, and we're seeking to press forward, we're in the new year, 2020. We've had Vision Night 2 weeks ago and Vision Day, and many of us set forth New Year's resolutions in our life and set forth goals and whatnot. God has given us a vision for certain things in our life that we want to accomplish. And, you know, I want to encourage you along that. Don't lose heart in those things that God has placed in your life. Don't lose heart on fulfilling an awesome task in your service to the Lord. Whether you're a high schooler, whether you're an elementary school student here tonight, I want to tell you, God wants to use you in a mighty way. And I know that sometimes as we look at things and ways to serve and give our gifts to the Lord, sometimes we can get frustrated. Like, I just don't think I can stick with this, and I just don't think I can do that, and I don't think I'm qualified, or I don't think I can make it that far. And you know what? Sometimes we can lose heart. But I want to have a message for you tonight. Don't lose heart, okay? God's got some great things for you. Notice there in your Bibles in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, I'm going to read verse 1. And then I'll read also verse number 16. Notice with me, the Bible says, for which cause, what are those next three words, church? Amen. Now look at verse 16. For which cause, what's the next three words? We faint not. Paul was addressing the church here, and he was giving a testimony of what God had called them to do, and they were determined, Paul was, that he was not going to give up. That he was going to do whatever it took to accomplish the things that God was calling him to. You know, I could also title this message simply this, please don't faint. Have you ever been around somebody that was about to faint? That is a scary place to be. Anybody ever been around somebody like that? They just, you can see them going. It's like, oh, please don't do that right now with me here. I was there, my older sister, I can remember being at a restaurant, and it was very scary for, I would think I was probably 8 years old then. And we're at a restaurant, and we're standing in line, and all of a sudden, my sister, we'd start seeing the wobble. And I'm like, oh my, what is going on? She passes out right there. And thankfully, it wasn't anything serious. They were able to bring her to, and I think there was a nurse there or something. But it's a scary feeling, you know. I can remember when I was at the Anchorage, my good friend Lawrence Cannon, who had a great impact on my life as a Christian, but we were counselors at the Anchorage. And we were there. That was the summer of 2004, and we were on lifeguard duty. We were both, qualified, registered lifeguards there for the camp. And, you know, we're the lifeguards. We're supposed to be the ones that are watching out for kids. But anyway, Lawrence was one of those that did not like at all, I didn't know this until it actually was happening, the sight of blood. Well, as any of you that have been to the Anchorage, but then you know, they got these little clams or mussels in the water, and they cut your feet like crazy. You remember those, Daniel? They can be sharp, and so what happened, Lawrence was out there, and of course we got, I don't know how many kids, 60 boys out here, all swimming, having the time of their lives, and we got a couple guys on the pier on timeout or whatever, because they, you know, whatever, and Lawrence is out in the water helping somebody or whatnot. When he starts coming in, I see him, he seems to get wider and wider as he approaches the pier. And by the time he got up, I knew something was wrong, and when he looked at his foot, he had cut his foot. And I said, Lawrence, please don't faint right now. Lawrence! We got kids out here! Kids, come help! No, I didn't say that. Never panic. But, It was like, Lawrence, please don't faint. Well, he did kind of, you know, you could tell he's a little dizzy, but I just went over there and helped him out a little bit, and he kind of came to and realized, okay, it's not that bad. I can do this. And I said, yes, you can. Yes, you can. And I think for long we even had some young boys, Lawrence, you okay? You okay? You can do this. And it was pretty comical, but you know, it's not. It's one of those things where you just do not want people to faint. You don't want to faint yourself. And I do believe that Paul has a message here that he's saying about his own testimony and also so for them in the Corinthian church to hear this, please don't faint. God's calling you to some great things tonight, church. God set some things before you in 2020. Maybe you set out the first week. Maybe you dropped the ball. Maybe you're not even doing it. Can I tell you something? Pick it back up and keep on ticking. Keep on going. Don't give up on what God's calling you to do. Because when you throw in the towel like that, you're not going to accomplish what God has set out for you. And God is merciful and gracious, and He will honor steadfastness. He will honor faithfulness. Even though you have failed, and even though I have failed, I want to tell you what, we can be strong. If we just thought about what Paul was going through when he said this, we got this ministry. Ms. Donna, thank you for not giving up in the ministry God's called you to. And I want to say that to everyone out here that's seeking to serve the Lord and do something for God. Thank you for those that are in the choir. Thank you, Mike and Noel, for not giving up. And thank you for choir members for not giving up. Thank you for being steadfast. Thank you for those that serve in this church. Thank you for those that serve that no one sees. Thank you for those that are praying for me and praying for your church. Thank you for doing that. You say, I'm not doing it like I should. None of us are like we should, but we should never give up. You young people have made decisions at camp, even over the past few years, some serious decisions, and maybe in your mind you're thinking, man, I've gotten away from that decision. Listen, that's okay, but as long as you realize you've gotten away from it and you're willing to go back to it. Don't faint. Don't lose heart. That word actually could be translated in the sense of don't lose heart. God has called you to a great ministry for His glory. And this life, as was mentioned this morning, that's what it's about. We could easily get discouraged. If this thing was about you and me, absolutely. But something that should always keep us encouraged is, wait a minute, even when we fail, wait a minute, this is not about me. It's not about just saving face. This is about giving God the glory that's worthy unto Him. Lord, I believe the Lord will honor that. We're not going to take the time tonight, but if you would take the time to read from verse 1 to verse 16, you'd be amazed at the things that Paul experienced. As you see in verse 8, look where it starts with. It says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. I couldn't help it. I was trying to be positive in front of my kids on Friday afternoon after they were traumatized after the wreck. But I don't think they were. But after the bicycle wreck, and I said, kids, Daddy was knocked down, but he was not knocked out. Amen. Because I wasn't, thank God. At least I don't think I was, anyway. But nevertheless, folks, sometimes that's the way it is. We do get knocked down, and we do get scratches, and we do get bruised. That's the way life hits us sometimes. We're human, we fail. But listen, don't stay down. Don't let your flesh or Satan win the day. Pick it back up. Let's go. God, I'm for you. This is not about me. It's not about me saving face. This is about me living for your glory. And you're worthy. It says here that they were cast down but not destroyed. Wow. Paul's steadfast spirit. I pray that God would give us this. Don't give up, friend. Don't give up on your devotions. You say, Pastor, I started out to have my devotions every morning, and I want to tell you, I just am missing it. Don't give up. Try again tomorrow. Try again tonight. Just pick it up the next day, one day at a time, one step at a time. That's exactly what God wants you to do and for me to do. Don't lose heart. Stay at it. The Lord will be glorified. David Livingston made this his motto for life. He said this, and he was an awesome explorer. But I think he was even a better missionary. He went through and preached the gospel to folks that had even never heard of Jesus, never heard of the Bible. You know, this is the quote he said. This was his motto. I determined never to stop until I had come to the end and achieved my purpose. You know what is said, and maybe some of you can back this up as being factual, but from what I understand about a biography on David Livingston, I believe that brother died while on his knees praying. He was praying. That brother was steadfast in the goal that God had called him to. And I believe that's what we need to. You know, a lot of times I think we get sleepy because we fail and we're not accomplishing like we would want to. We're just determined to just to take the steps. New day tomorrow. All right, let's go forward with God's help. Now look with me as we get ready to close here in 2 Timothy. Flip over just a few books there in your Bibles. Right past Thessalonians. Look over there with me. 2 Timothy. Chapter number 3. 2 Timothy, chapter number 3. Notice what it says here, and I'm going to read starting in verse 10. It says here, but thou hast fully known my doctrine. This is Paul writing to Timothy. Thou hast fully known my doctrine and manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch and Iconium and Lystra, what persecutions I endured. But out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Now get this. It almost turns like you're going to, all right, Paul, are you going to get doom and gloom on us? He says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Now, if we stop right there, it'd be bad news. But please do not miss what Paul is telling this young preacher. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Notice those first two words. If you don't have them underlined in your Bible, you could do that and it'd be a help. Notice where it just says, but continue. Listen, as was mentioned this morning and tonight, the statistics are just so alarming and repulsive as we think about the depravity of the human heart, the measure they would take for convenience. But listen, things may get worse and worse in that area. But listen, brethren, from the Word of God, we must continue. But continue. Continue in what you have learned. That means just simply being a faithful Christian, honoring the Word of God, and you will be a light, as has been said, the darker the night, the brighter the light. And God is calling a group of people out of this church to go out and to be a bright light and to a lost and dying world. As I was praying the other day for the church, God gave me something in my heart. He says, look, God is just wanting us to be a living people going out to a dying world with a living Savior. That's it. A people who are alive, who are arisen, who are ready to go to a world that's truly dead in their trespasses and sins, who need to be awakened by the power of the gospel. But it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen until the church wakes up and goes. We can't sleep, brethren. We shall not give up. You say, Pastor, I don't ever give out tracts. I said I was going to give out more this year. I hadn't even given out one. Don't give up. Don't lose heart. Try again tomorrow. See, I hadn't even shared. There's a person I've been wanting to share my testimony with. There's this neighbor I've been wanting to go to, and I feel so guilty every time I go by it. Can I just tell you something, brethren? Don't lose heart. Don't give up. Don't give up. That's what the devil wants you to do. Just remember, little steps. Continue. Continue. Don't faint. Please don't faint. This thing God has put in our plate, our lap, is an awesome and sacred responsibility. And He's going to provide the power. He's going to provide everything that's needed. But brethren, we must not give up. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Father, thank You. Lord, I pray You'd use the message and the testimony tonight in our church. And Lord, I just want to give this opportunity for people to respond. As the musician begins to play, let's just respond to the Lord. Whatever you need to do, just talk to your God. Maybe you need to just renew some things. David did it. He said, Lord, renew a right spirit within me. Please don't faint.